Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Still in this Bela Fleck thing since he was in Yakima. I guess that was a super show with Abigail Washburn and everything. This is from Tales of the Acoustic Planet, Volume 3. This is the African Sessions. Took his banjo down to all parts of that big, huge continent. We tend to think of Africa as a country, don't we? And we hear so much about South Africa and Zimbabwe and occasionally the Congo. But you don't think about all those other areas of Africa. And, you know, there's Egypt, but there's Ghana and there's Tanzania and Zambia and all those different, just tons and tons. It's a big, huge continent full of cultures and all kinds of things. That's kind of what this album does. It explores that in context with American jazz and all kinds of things that Bela Fleck put together, the African Sessions. And we're going to play a cut from that. This is called Thumbs and Fun. And it's got something else with a slash here. Anyway, this is what it's all about.
Will I start?
Yeah. You can.
Mm-hmm.
mate so mate so duru maru ya rehe ukiwa na pesa nyingi ndio baladu ya rehe ukiwa huna niyo kabisa unaumia na dunia hehe
Cool.
That's nice, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they interrupted me. That was nice. It was nice. The African Sessions. Anunya Ngoliga, I think. That's how you pronounce this guy on his kalimba. With his thumb piano, they call them, you know. And you can buy them all over the place. You can buy some really cool ones at some of the craft festivals. I was in Corvallis. Saw some great kalimbas, and they were round, with gourds. They had resonators in them. Pretty neat. With the banjo and Bela Fleck kind of doing dueling instruments there for a while and just having a good time. Thumbs and Fun. From this album, The African Sessions, Tales of the Acoustic Planet, Volume 3. I wonder what Volume 1 is. All righty, we'll play one more cut from that album, but I want to go back to Kate Rusby. I just like Kate Rusby so much. And this is The Wild Goose. We played this with Pinton Dale last week, The Wild Goose. And there was an a cappella version. There was a duet. This is Kate Rusby's version with accordion. And I think Dave Berland does the male lead vocal on this, I think. Runs on, boys, all runs, all right.
Ah oui, oui, bien sûr. was a farm on yonder hill, up where the wind it blows, oh, there lived a lady and her son, upon the old brown cow, oh. This cow was a bonny cow, but they needed money more, so she said to her son, please take the cow, to market you will go. So he's walked a long way, he's walked but half the day, oh. And there he spies a sweet young maid, she says, where are you bound, oh. I'll take this cow along the way, and then I will sell her on market day. You see this bonny cow of mine, I'm taking her to market, oh, then I'll return to my this young man's arm. She says, you have some sorrow, come sit you down in soft green grass, come rest a while with me, oh. With me,
Cow Song from Kate Rusby and Throw Down My Heart from Bela Fleck and the Daguerre Jam from Bela Fleck on all these African sessions. And we're right at 30 minutes for the break. We have to take the break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And we're coming right back. We still have a half hour's worth of music left to go, so you just hold your horses because we're coming back. Oh, yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. partly cloudy today and tonight with high temperatures today 69 in Moscow, 77 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows in the mid to upper 40s. Skies will become mostly cloudy tomorrow with high temperatures in the 70s to lower 80s. And Memorial Day should be mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms.
A full symphony orchestra playing in harmony under a great conductor makes for a stirring concert experience. But you don't have to wait for your next visit to the concert hall to enjoy great performances. You'll hear outstanding classical music each and every day on Northwest Public Radio, every weekday from 9 to 4.
Was a man with two first names. They left him in the railroad yard when they took away the trains. And only one run a week comes on roaring down that line. So all they got to worry about is time. I come by in the evening to hear about where he's been.
He says, come on, sit down, kid, where shall I begin? He starts telling me the stories of the glories of his past, but he always saves the story of his chorus for the last. And he says, my chorus come in, no more sad stories come in, but midnight, moonlight, morning glories coming, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. I was quite surprised to find out all the places that he knew, and so I asked the townsfolk if his stories were true. Well, they said old John was born here, he's lived here all his life, he's never had a woman, let alone a wife. And very soon you'll find out, as you check around, that no one named Corey's ever lived in this town. So I chatted the old man about the truth that I had heard. Well, he smiled and said, reality is only just a word. Can't you see my Corey's come here? No more sad stories come in. The midnight, moonlight, morning glories coming, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you in her world. I came by one evening, but it did not hear my shout. I looked in the window, and I saw the fire was out. When he would not wake up, I forced in the door, and I saw that old John Joseph would tell stories no more. The scene at the graveyard, just three of us were there. Me and the grave digger, we heard the parson's prayer. He said, we need not grieve for this man, for we know that God cares. They put the cold earth over him, left me on my own. When at last I looked up, I saw I was not alone. So I said, if you're a relative, he had a peaceful end. That's when she said, my name is Corey. You can say I'm just a friend. Corey's come in. No more sad stories come in. The midnight, moonlight, morning glories come in, aren't you, girl? And like I told you, when she holds you, she enfolds you. So that's the old man's story. I'm glad you came tonight. You see, a busted down old railroad yard sure makes a lonely sight. You may wonder why a young man would work out here alone. Well, the job pays enough to keep some flesh on my bones. And I confess I get to missing the old man a bit. And there's one other reason I guess I could admit. Can't you see my chorus coming? No more sad stories coming. But midnight, moonlight, morning glories coming, aren't you, girl? And like he told me, when she holds me, she enfolds me in her world.
winds don't blow, and it's time for us to leave her.
Pynton Dale. This album came out quite a while ago and is kind of a precursor of their latest album called Blue Divide, which is a pretty much a kind of a rock out album of traditional songs. Kind of Pynton Dale goes Steel Iceman, only in some ways better. And this is sort of a precursor of that. They were doing a couple of things where they would introduce drums and electric things. And of course, Felicia Dale is such a good hurdy-gurdy player, and she can adapt to all kinds of music on that instrument. That instrument, for those of you, you know, you heard the whiny kind of instrument in there, and that was the hurdy-gurdy, which is a, instead of being bowed, it is a rosined wheel that revolves underneath and rotates underneath the strings, and so you crank it, and instead of being a bow that is on top of the strings, it's a wheel that's underneath the strings, and then it has keys and stops that you push to make it do everything that it's supposed to do. Harry Chapin before that, Old John Joseph, My Corey's Coming. What a great song, what a great songwriter. I want to play one more from this Road to Kingdom Come album by request. It was my request, actually. And this is a song that he wrote about and for Phil Oakes after Phil Oakes' death. Phil Oakes tragically hung himself. He was a very complex individual, was Phil Oakes. Wrote a lot of cool songs, The Draft Dodger, Rag, and all this. And in the chorus of this song, Harry Chapin strings together a bunch of titles of his songs to create something, to create a thought in the song. So You May Not Be Marching Anymore, I'm Not a Marching Anymore, and The Parade's Still Going Past, and Changes, and The Pleasures of the Harbor, Small Circle of Friends, which was his big hit. There But for Fortune was another hit of Phil Oakes, and he puts that together in the chorus and makes a great song. Harry Chapin, his little ode to Phil Oakes, The Parade's Still Passing By, I think is what it's called.
I got the news the day that you refused to play, 'cause you never made number one. But it's not just the words, it's the deeds that are heard when all is said and done. You know the kings take their crowns, they melt them all down, trying to get the gold out. You went to hell, and even when you weren't sailing, you never ever sold out. You weren't no leader, you were more like a bleeder who was trying to cry for us all. You weren't no sage, but your sense of outrage sounded like a trumpet call. 15 years ago in the old folkie show, you were just one voice in the crowd. But now with so few singing, your voice would have been ringing out about twice as loud. There But for Fortune, say a small circle of friends. Some may see the changes, so few see the ends. The pleasures of the harbor have come to you at last. You may not be marching anymore, but the parade's still going past. We're not taking the blame that we killed you. You know you did that to yourself. But it's kind of a shame that you played that game. You were better than anyone else. One shot of your bottle got you full throttled. It's the friend that was always there. But your greatest gift and the curse you live with was that you could always care. There But for Fortune, say a small circle of friends.
Some may see the changes, so few see the ends. The pleasures of the harbor have come to you at last. You may not be marching anymore, but the parade's still going past.
Harry Chapin from his album, The Road to Kingdom Come. And that was The Parade Still Passing By. He probably couldn't put The Parade Still Going Past. I think that was a title of a song, so he couldn't copyright that and set that up that way. I asked him after a concert in Spokane if he'd ever met Phil Oakes, and he said he had, and he said that the thing about Phil Oakes is that he was such, you know, when you read about all of his trials and tribulations and all of his troubles and all the drinking and all the everything, that in spite of all of that stuff, he was such a kind, kind man. He said he never met a man that was as kind, you know, outwardly kind. And it showed so off the bat as Phil Oakes. And then, of course, you know, they say that, you know, you're in a concert lineup with everybody else. But still, that's kind of what I've heard about Phil Oakes, was that he was kind. But, of course, the price he paid, maybe in order to be that kind, was that sensitivity that really, really messed him up. Tom Paxton told me one time that Phil Oakes, that his biggest dream was to stand on the stage of the Ed Sullivan Show in a sequined Elvis suit and sing anti-war songs. That's the kind of enigma Phil Oakes was. The Righteous Mothers up next. They were part of the Tumbleweed Festival. Twice, actually. And The Righteous Mothers, who created so many, 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 many lyrics. There was a concert they were supposed to do in Yakima, and it's sad because the ticket sales weren't good enough. That's very sad because these are very aware individuals, and they know what they're doing. The Righteous Mothers probably wind up the show with this one. The Homophobic Tangle. Yes, indeed.
They say you can't tell a book by its cover, though God knows how often I've tried. And what one person wants from another, it's all too easy to hide. Yet civilization has been built on immutable laws. So if you're if you were like that hen I knew, and I should shower next to you, I can't imagine. And if you cast a glance at me, I would feel such anxiety. You can't imagine. If you whispered to me low, and I should murmur, thank you, no. Could I survive it? Or would I fall into a swoon, be indisposed all afternoon? Or go insane? I've spent my life avoiding sex and all the trouble it injects into the real world. And you can do such harm, you see, to my deniability. Unless you
Righteous Mothers. The Righteous Mothers, who are so... You go through the whole album collection, and they really are amazing songwriters and very versatile in terms of arrangements and everything. The Righteous Mothers. Well, what a show, what a show. Heidi Muller's in the background doing the song she did at the beginning of the show. So we've kind of gone full circle, sort of kind of halfway. And we're going to wind her up here. Yes, we are. Don't you be forgetting that you can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047 and I will get back to you. Promise, promise, promise. Probably sooner than later, because I love to talk to people. We just talk all day long. And then, you know, sometimes we all get together and we sing all day long. Some folks who sing just sing like birds. Listen to them sing all day long. So there you go. Kevin Rinker, the engineer on this and the editor of the show. Caitlin Bailey, production assistant. Doing playlists and reading out stuff in case I need to know what's going on. A lot of you people think that I actually know this stuff, but I don't. So sometimes I have people read me things, then it sounds like I know a whole bunch. And now with the internet and all that kind of thing, wow, you can really sound like you know a lot, you know, while you're doing a show. But you never really knew anything until you started the show. I want you folks to have fun making good music, enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them. Because they are your roads, folks. And they're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Have a good life. We'll see you around the bend. Bye.
Thanks for joining us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 2 o'clock, time for the Thistle and Shamrock. Support for our programming comes from Delta Dental of Washington. Accepted by more than 90% of Washington dentists, Delta Dental offers many choices to find your favorite dentist. More information and a list of participating dentists are available at deltadentalwa.com. Get in with Delta Dental. Be sure to join us this afternoon at 5 o'clock for a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor, coming to you from Wolf Trap.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman. A venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's, 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KN...